Hallelujah.
We're free.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we're free. Are we free from Obamacare?
Until after the election.
So he's safe. Nobody will even know that there's anything in it, and they'll all vote for the Democrats.
So it's a short little reprieve from Obamacare.
It's a short little political, cynical goose step backwards.
I see. So you don't buy that it's too complex, and it says one of his advisors said a train wreck?
It is a train wreck, and Dave Racer's been quick to point out that it's impossible to manage, and they're going to miss all their deadlines.
We have an ace Obamacare expert on our team, and Dave Racer, who joins you on the program.
He will dissect this Obamacare delay in the third hour of the Common Sense Club today.
So mark that on your calendars, folks, in case you missed it. The Obama administration unexpectedly announcing a one-year delay in a central requirement of the new health care law.
And if you hear people cheering like Mr. Senator Frankenstein, it's because they think they won't have to deal with it quite as much as after the election.
I've been amazed how many people have in the media have connected the dots to it, you know, it being after the election.
Well, he's proven himself to be absolutely politics before saving our people in Benghazi, politics before anything. I mean, everything he does is to make people dependent on the federal government, is to advance his demographic and increase his power.
My name is Scott Hannon. Mark Skogerbo is here. This is the first hour of What's on Your Mind. We do this as a preview to get things rolling. We have a busy program. Next hour, Steve Bockett will join me. Actually, he'll join me a little bit for a preview. In the meantime, we're just running through some news headlines as we do each and every hour heading into this 4th of July. We're going to dedicate a good chunk of this hour as well to a 4th of July salute. We had some listeners suggest that we share some excerpts of a famous Calvin Coolidge speech on Independence Day and also play a famous Paul Harvey segment.
Yeah, my dad gave me the book that Paul Harvey wrote, Our Lives, Our Fortunes, Our Sacred Honor, looking at the amazing sacrifice of the 56 signers of the Declaration. I actually used part of that. It was on YouTube for several years. I don't know if it's still there. I did it a couple of years ago on a 4th of July thing.
So if I find Paul Harvey on YouTube, I could find you on YouTube as well.
I'm what you might call I'm minuscule compared to my Harvey.
Anyway, and one big story is obviously this delay in the stipulations of Obamacare. And right now there's some fines. In other words, you provide coverage for your workers or you face fines if you have employees of 50 or more.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's what was set to take effect in 2014 that delayed the full year.
Right.
January of 2015 now.
So the busy, busy businessmen won't be politically activated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Egypt is a big deal right now.
Enormous deal.
This sounds very familiar too to, Mubarak, doesn't it? I mean, they're a restless bunch over there.
Oh, they're restless. And actually, the military has a lot of conservative, American-loving people in it. Remember, the military has been really strengthened by American aid. And we have the military-industrial complex of America has some friends in the Egyptian military.
So we have now basically a battle between the president and the military.
And if they can't quell this growing enormous protests within 2 hours, the military says we're going to step in.
There you go.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Anyway, leaders there say the military in Egypt has said they will sacrifice their blood to defend the nation. The president is defying the ultimatum. And meanwhile, we have a bit of an amateur as president of the United States.
Once
situations like this arise.
Is he yodeling or somewhere
in Kenya? I don't know. But
probably went back to see his birthplace.
I don't see a lot of U.S. leadership in the middle of this.
No.
No. At all. Gabby Giffords is in town today. Gabby Giffords, of course, the rather famous member of Congress. When I say in town, I should let folks know she should be in Fargo and at Bismarck today. Mm-hmm. She'll be in two of our North Dakota towns today. And 10 a.m. this morning at the Kroll's Diner in Mandan, and then this afternoon in Fargo as well at the Atomic Cafe, 3 o'clock. So,
the Atomic Cafe.
The Fargo Edit Forum has written a whole editorial welcoming her.
Well, yes. They're
calling her one of the most courageous Americans on the public scene today.
Yes, because you're going to take away our freedom.
Well, and she is courageous. She obviously was the victim of a awful situation to have.
And worked very hard to rehab. No doubt about it. She's a cool lady, but she's wrong on this issue.
One of those
arguing from a false authority.
One of those situations where, because of what happened to her, and being shot and being, you know, disabled, and then going back to Congress and everything else, has become very Jim Brady like as an advocate.
Very much, and you got to like both the people and understand what they have been through. I can see how they could take this step, but
you know, I liken it to someone that's been in an automobile accident as a result of a drunken driver.
It's very similar.
Saying, okay, the car needs to be banned because I was maimed in a car. We should no longer have cars. And because rather than focus on the individual behind the wheel that caused the awful accident.
Well, some of them actually say we should ban drunken, people shouldn't get drunk and drive. I mean, they blame the imbibement of the alcohol.
Yeah, it's the individual who's made his choice
right.
Wrong.
But you're right. It would be like blaming the car. You're absolutely right, man. It is absurd to blame the gun for what comes out of it, because the gun never pulls its own trigger.
Yeah. They also talk in this editorial about Heidi Heitkamp, who voted against the background check bill that Gabby Giffords is in town to. Let's be honest. Gabby Giffords is in North Dakota for one reason, to try and stir up opposition against Heidi Heitkamp and add pressure to her as a Democrat to be in favor of the background check bill, which Heidi Heitkamp is smart enough politically she's not going to do, right? She's not going to do it.
Well, so there's no way that North Dakota is going to support diminishing the right to bear arms. It is a rock solid Second Amendment state.
And they talk about how Heidi will be in town today for a veterans event that she may want to skip on over to Atomic Coffee at 3 o'clock for the gun violence forum. Having swilled the NRA's toxic Kool-Aid, a cup of head clearing coffee and a heart to heart with Giffords and Kelly might do the senator some good.
Kool-Aid. Oh, like Jim Jones that fed everybody Kool-Aid to die?
Yeah.
That Kool-Aid is a little bit strong, wouldn't you think? The NRA are reasoned, thoughtful, patriot people. God bless them all. Charlton Heston, rest in peace.
Yes. So, Gabby Giffords in town today. There's a story we're following. What else are we following today, Mark? What else is news?
Well, it is the 3rd of July, you know, the anniversary of Pickett's charge, the greatest pivot point in the battle for the emancipation of the slaves. If we would have lost on the 3rd of July at Gettysburg, we would have had two nations at the very best. Maybe we would have had a Confederate victory and slavery throughout.
Forum News Service today is reporting about some oil patch law enforcement boost and increase. 16.6 million dollars in grants to fight crime in rapidly growing communities. North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengel met with sheriffs, police chiefs, and other officers in Watford City yesterday to outline how the dollars will be awarded. The Board of University and School Lands has signed the grants. Has said rather the grants are not designed to fund personnel because the dollars are one-time funding. If you get vehicles and equipment, somebody's got to run it. There's some dispute over whether they ought to be able to be used for personnel. Newtown's going to apply for grant funding for a police dog to help find a growing drug problem there. Williams County Sheriff Scott Bushing said he didn't like the idea of requiring a local match, that it may not work with local budgeting cycles. So anyway, discussion amongst the Attorney General and law enforcement officials on how you can use these grants and what to do about it.
And apropos for the day, Lady Liberty is now back, revitalized, refurbished, and ready to take visitors on again.
I'd forgotten that that shut down.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're tired, you're poor, your huddled mass is yearning to be free, and not food stamps and not, you know, Obamacare. People came here with a dollar in their pocket and gold in their heart.
There you go. All right, so that's the news. I think that's everything you need to know.
Well, I should think so.
We're going to talk about more about the Obamacare situation with our listeners coming up next hour. You will as well in Common Sense Club later. And also the war on coal. How'd you like to be in the industry and hear your president say, you know,
well, his top advisor, we must declare war on coal.
Yeah.
You're third generation. That's what you do.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people who have made their living in that industry in our state.
And it is infinitely cleaner. Do you realize how long have you heard about acid rain? They have improved it so much. It is the most inexpensive form of electricity, period.
Anyway, we'll talk about that and more coming up on the program. Oh, I do have an update on the email auto, the email story at NDSU as well. So
good.
We'll share that too coming up. Stick around.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This forum editorial is a beaut. It is a beauty. They love Gabby Giffords. And took a pretty strong shot at Heidi Heitkamp here, suggesting that she has consumed the Kool-Aid. Steve Bakken joins me. What's on your mind coming up? Give you a preview of our guests and topics on a busy Wednesday edition of the program here in just a bit. But I thought I would share this with you, Steve. A Fargo welcome to Giffords. We welcome to Fargo Moorhead one of the most courageous Americans on the public scene today, former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. She and her husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, will conduct a 3 p.m. forum today at Atomic Coffee in downtown Grand Forks. by the way, 10 a.m. at the Kroll's Diner in Mandan today as well. Giffords was shot in the head in 2011, has been in recovery mode ever since. Her recovery thus far has been inspiring. She and Kelly established Americans for Responsible Solutions after the shooting incident, which occurred during a political rally in Arizona. Their advocacy group encourages elected officials to stand up for common sense solutions to prevent gun violence and protect responsible gun violence. A proposition that thinking Americans support. See, if you are a thinking American, Steve, you'd support this.
Oh, of course I would.
You haven't been thinking, have you?
Well, yeah, I wasn't thinking that her husband, Mark Kelly, was a criminal either for breaking straw laws. But, yeah, I guess I wasn't thinking.
Some 90% of thinking Americans support this, evidently, according to this forum.
I love the way North Dakota is the only state that actually gets it financially and liking our neighbors and taking care of our own issues within the state. But everybody else says we're wrong from around the rest of the country. I love that when people come in here and tell us how to do our business in North Dakota.
Exactly.
Giffords'
agenda includes working to enact a comprehensive federal background check for gun purchases, which 79% of North Dakotans support, poll show, but not 79% of the state's elected representatives. North Dakotans also believe by a margin of 69% that it's possible to protect gun rights and strengthen gun laws. Elected officials, state and federal, are out of step on that one, too. By the way, that poll is such a sham. It's unbelievable. And it's amazing how it's used. It's used for this very purpose so that, you know, editorials and others can twist the facts.
Well, that just unfortunately happens to be quite often the case.
Giffords and Kelly have emerged as among the nation's most powerful, persuasive, and common-sense voices in the nation's evolving gun violence debate. As they crisscross the country, they're finding a majority of Americans, if not a majority of office holders who purport to represent Americans, want comprehensive, balanced gun laws. All of this stuff is just amazing. What is comprehensive, balanced gun laws? They go on to say the background check bill that was defeated a few weeks ago in the U.S. Senate is an example of the kind of measure that has widespread support but can't pass because of the power of the gun industry and its mouthpiece, the National Rifle Association. Actually, I think it has nothing to do with the power of the gun industry. I think it has nothing to do with the power of the mouthpiece, the National Rifle Association, and everything to do with the fact that people get it. You don't blame the object, the gun.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, with as tragic as that was with Congresswoman Giffords when she got shot, nothing that has been proposed would have changed that scenario. The guy was a nut job. He was a whack job. Wouldn't you point your finger? Logic would dictate you point your finger at mental health. Senator Heitkamp gets it. She's doing what North Dakotans want. She's supporting our Second Amendment rights. Good for her. And now this campaign that's going after the few Democrats that stood up and represent their constituents and how they feel, most notably in the central part of the country and the western outdoorsy states. You got to be careful when you say western states because that West Coast gets lumped into that sometimes. Kudos to Senator Heitkamp. And shame on anybody that's trying to push an agenda for any reason other than what it should be pushed for. You know, don't point your finger at the Second Amendment. Point your finger at mental health. You know, you look at where the system has fallen down. That's where.
Here's a final paragraph in the editorial today, taking a shot at Heidi Heitkamp. It says, coincidentally, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who voted against the background check bill, will be in Fargo today for a midday veterans event. She might want to skip on over to Atomic Coffee at 3 p.m. for the gun violence forum. Having swilled the NRA's toxic Kool-Aid, a cup of head-clearing coffee and a heart-to-heart with Giffords and Kelly might do the senator some good.
You know, I find it rather ironic they're taking a pot shot at Senator Heitkamp when she's out supporting veterans who, gee, last time I checked, are responsible gun owners for the most part because they're well-trained. Also, and who are some of the best people in the military? Those that are raised in the heartland and have been raised around guns. And, gee, you think that might be why some of them are such good soldiers. You think it's part of the culture?
Okay.
Does it protect America?
Yeah, I think
it does.
What's amazing is that the political consequences of this for Heidi Heitkamp are she's in the right place politically. The Forum editorial is suggesting a place that would put her in significant political peril, not to mention just something we believe strongly is ridiculous.
Is the Forum perpetuating a division between the state? Is there that big of a disconnect between eastern North Dakota and western North Dakota when it comes to gun issues?
No,
the viewpoints of
Jack Zelensky did not reflect the majority of North Dakotans. That's quite obvious. But, you know, it's his opinion. Jack Zelensky's opinion here, and I guess he's speaking for the Forum editorial board and taking the shot at Heitkamp, but doesn't say anything other than that. But obviously it's a strong voice, and so when they're taking a shot at Heidi Heitkamp, we'll make mention of it. What else are we doing today? We have the folks from the Lignite Energy Council on, a whole industry, very important to North Dakota, power plants, coal sites, it is a big, big industry in North Dakota, but for the recent renaissance of the oil and gas industry, it was the energy industry in North Dakota, and it's under attack from its own government, from the administration.
So. I always look at coal as the slow and steady that wins the race. Coal's been here, coal is here, and if we protect it, coal will be here, and there's a reason North Dakota has the lowest electric rates in the entire country.
That's no accident.
Coal.
That's for
sure.
Coal. Anyway, we'll talk with those folks. Kevin Cramer will be here for the full final hour. We're also going to tell you about an effort to bring family-friendly film production to North Dakota. It's kind of a neat idea.
And Congressman Cramer is going to be involved with that as well with an event tonight. We'll find out more details on that.
He's the MC.
Yes.
Yeah. And, of course, Kevin has long been one of the most common-sense voices on coal, so we didn't get a chance to talk much about that last week at all. So look forward to a conversation on that and lots of other issues in the news as well. Do you think the war on coal will succeed?
I don't think so. I want to be very guarded about that, but I want to be optimistic as well. I don't think so. If it does, you're going to bankrupt a nation. You think we're broke now from a federal government level? What happens if they... If they wage a war on coal and it succeeds.
That topic coming up.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It's been way too long since I spoke my confession. My heart has a burden. I hope you will listen. Oh, you're my sanctuary.
You're my sanctuary. Yes, you are. Sports. Here's the deal, Mark. We have about a 10-12 minute segment here. Let's try and rip through the sports quick so we can get to Paul Harvey.
Great idea.
Our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor, our little 4th of July Independence Day tribute here for you.
I could do it quick. Twins lost. They came close. They were looking good. Got the first run. Men on first and second and third. Nobody out. And they didn't get them in. And then Cano did us in. Red Hawks won 11-2. They're 3 in first place. Big day for the Timberwolves. We kept that wonderful Budinger. Got him signed for 3 years, and we got Kmart from Oklahoma, Kevin Martin. So the Timberwolves got a whole lot stronger yesterday.
You like that idea? Kmart.
Kmart. Kevin Martin, yeah.
They're opening up the checkbook.
They are. I think it was 16 mil for the fabulous Budinger.
Wow.
Big and can shoot threes.
Did it pain you to not have more time to talk about your Twins winning?
They lost.
Oh, they're lost. Yeah,
so it doesn't pay me at all. I'm loving this.
Yeah. Kind of in a little bit of slump again.
Well, Yankees will do
hot,
that.
Hot, cold.
Yankees have kept them in a versus the Yankees, they've been in a slump for several years, I'm sorry to say. Yankees got the number.
But as long as our Red Hawks win, we have we have a little bit of shining light.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else?
Well, we've got the Wimbledon keeps trucking along, and mostly also Rans are finding their way towards the head of the draw in the ladies. We got Murray and Djokovic, a very nice men's final aim. Looks like it's shaping up. That's pretty cool. And they say that Phil Mickelson's brain is getting back together, and he's going to be functional after his great disappointment at the U.S. Open.
You ready for Paul Harvey?
Sure am. He's great.
July 3rd today. So we thought it appropriate to, actually a listener suggested this. But I always like to do something a little special just to remind us of the significance of this holiday. And so we had a listener suggest this. We also had a listener suggest we share an excerpt of an infamous Calvin Coolidge 4th of July speech.
Well, it was actually a very good speech. I have read it.
So here, let's start with Paul Harvey. Our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor. Shall we? You up for this?
I love it.
Americans, the how and the why of our beloved republic are so much better known and understood than the who. The United States of America was born in 1776, but it was conceived 169 years before that. The earliest settlers had watered the New World with much sweat. They had built substantial holdings for themselves, for their families. And when the time came to separate themselves from a tyranny an ocean away, at best it meant starting all over again after the ravages of war. Researching what you're about to hear gave a whole new dimension to my reverence for our nation's first citizens. All others of the world's revolutions before and since were initiated by men who had nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Our founders had everything to lose and nothing to gain, except one thing. Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. You remember the cherry tree fiction. A long time after you have forgotten the more earth-shaking, history-making episodes in the life of George Washington, you have misplaced in your memory the details of Ben Franklin's statesmanship, but you remember his flying a kite. Joyce Kilmer was a great military hero. But the only thing you personally recall about him is his poetic tribute to trees. Maybe of this current decade, that which will be remembered best will not be its wars and its moon rockets or its crumbling frontiers or the giants who lived and died. Maybe all that'll survive to linger in the day-by-day vocabulary of generations yet unborn may be the songs of a Memphis minstrel or the reincarnation of electric automobiles. But for any eve of the 4th of July, I, Paul Harvey, do herewith bequeath unto you something to remember. You may not be able to quote one line from the Declaration of Independence at this moment. Henceforth, you'll always be able to quote at least one line. It's in the last paragraph where you will recall when I remind you. It says, "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." In the Pennsylvania State House that's now called Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the best men from each of the colonies sat down together. This was a very fortunate hour in our nation's history, one of those rare occasions in the lives of men when we had greatness to spare. These were men of means, well-educated. 24 were lawyers and jurists. 9 were farmers, owners of large plantations. On June 11, a committee sat down to draw up a Declaration of Independence. We were going to tell the British fatherland, no more rule by redcoats. Below the dam of ruthless foreign rule, the stream of freedom was running shallow and muddy. And we were going to light a fuse to dynamite that dam. This pact, as Burke later put it, was a partnership between the living and the dead and the yet unborn. There was no bigotry. There was no demagoguery in this group. All had shared hardships. Jefferson finished a draft of the document in 17 days. Congress adopted it in July, and so much is familiar history. But now, King George III had denounced all rebels in America as traitors. Punishment for treason was hanging. The names now so familiar to you from the several signatures on that Declaration of Independence, the names were kept secret for 6 months for each knew the full meaning of that magnificent last paragraph in which his signature pledged his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor. 56 men placed their names beneath that pledge. 56 men knew when they signed that they were risking everything. They knew if they won this fight, the best they could expect would be years of hardship in a struggling nation. And if they lost, they'd face a hangman's rope. But they signed the pledge. And here is the documented fate of that gallant 56. Carter Braxton of Virginia, wealthy planter, trader, saw his ships swept from the seas. To pay his debts, he lost his home and all of his properties and died in rags. Thomas Lynch, Jr., who signed that pledge, was a third-generation rice grower, aristocrat, large plantation owner. After he signed, his health failed. His wife and he set out for France to regain his failing health. Their ship never got to France, was never heard from again. Thomas McKean of Delaware was so harassed by the enemy that he was forced to move his family 5 times in 5 months. He served in Congress without pay, his family in poverty and in hiding. Vandals looted the properties of Ellery and Clymer and Hall and Gwinnett and Walton and Hayward and Rutledge and Middleton. Thomas Nelson, Jr. of Virginia, raised $2 million on his own signature to provision our allies, the French fleet. After the war, he personally paid back the loans, wiped out his entire estate, and he was never reimbursed by his government. In the final battle for Yorktown, he, Nelson, urged General Washington to fire on his, Nelson's, own home, which was occupied by Cornwallis. It was destroyed. Thomas Nelson, Jr. had pledged his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor. The Hessians seized the home of Francis Hopkinson of New Jersey. Francis Lewis had his home and everything destroyed, his wife imprisoned. She died within a few months. Richard Stockton, who signed that declaration, was captured, mistreated, his health broken to the extent that he died at 51. His estate was pillaged. Thomas Hayward, Jr. was captured when Charleston fell. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside while she was dying. Their 13 children fled in all directions for their lives. His fields and grist mill were laid waste. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves and returned home after the war to find his wife dead, his children gone, his properties gone. And he died a few weeks later of exhaustion and a broken heart. Lewis Morris saw his land destroyed, his family scattered. Philip Livingston died within a few months from the hardships of the war. John Hancock, history remembers best due to a quirk of fate rather than anything he stood for, that great sweeping signature attesting to his vanity, towers over the others, one of the wealthiest men in New England. And yet he stood outside Boston one terrible night of the war, and he said, "Burn Boston, though it makes John Hancock a beggar, if the public good requires it." So he, too, lived up to the pledge. Of the 56, few were long to survive. 5 were captured by the British and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes from Rhode Island to Charleston sacked, looted, occupied by the enemy, or burned. 2 lost their sons in the army. 1 had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 died in the war from its hardships or from its more merciful bullets. I don't know what impression you had of the men who met that summer in Philadelphia. But I think it's important that we remember this about them. They were not poor men. They were not wild-eyed pirates. These were men of means. They were rich men, most of them, and had enjoyed much ease and luxury in their personal living. Not hungry men, certainly not terrorists, not irresponsible malcontents, not fanatical incendiaries. These men were prosperous men, wealthy landowners. They were substantially secure in their prosperity. They had everything to lose. But they considered liberty, and this is as much as I shall say of it, they had learned that liberty is so much more important than security, that they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And they fulfilled their pledge. They paid the price. And freedom was born.
It's a great story. Incredible.
Amazing. My dad gave me that book. His book he wrote about it. He actually did that for our 200th anniversary, that piece that Paul did.
Very well done.
The best. I mean, he was the best radio guy, period.
A lot there I didn't know. More of our 4th of July weekend kickoff after this time out. We're going to check the weather.
When Nesson Consulting Service speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about what you do differently. Training tomorrow's experts in the Bakken.
My thing is that I work with geologists, mudloggers, individuals, and I train them myself. I started doing this work back in 1979 as a mudlogger. My specialty is that I take my knowledge and I train our workers to NESSET consulting standards. And that standard is what separates us from other mudloggers and other geologists working the basin. It's people that are trained specifically to Western North Dakota, Williston Basin geology. So that is our specialty. Even though we step out into other basins, this is really our hands-on specialty. The other thing is that I focus primarily on young people to contract and work for NESIC Consulting Service from the northern tier. So we want people who are comfortable, know how to drive safely in North Dakota. So that is really our focus.
To find out more, go to NESICconsulting.com or call 701-664-1492.
If you've got a smell that's making you crazy, we've got a solution, and it's North Dakota made. Daryl is on the line from the Zeeland, North Dakota company that has a great product that destroys odors. And we're talking the worst of the worst, mold, musty smell, skunk smell, pet odors, smoke, the works. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. We found out after research and development for 5 years, chlorine dioxide that we manufacture in Zeeland will destroy the odor molecule permanently. And we don't put fragrances in our products for one reason. Why put a fragrance in? All it does is mask the odor. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee, or we'll give your money back on any type of odor in any vehicle, car, camper, any confined space, or out in the open. We can get rid of the smell. Let us help you take care of your odor problems.
Our listeners are raving about it. Call and join the odor-free team, 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go to the website stopsmellnow.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Common Sense Club. Mark the Freedom Poet stuck around here so we could do a last little conversation about the 4th of July holiday in a moment here, but I want to get to the business at hand. That's the weather first. Let you know how we're going to do weather-wise. In the oil patch, sunny, a high near 89 degrees today. How nice is that? South wind at 7 to 14, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 84. Thursday night, partly cloudy, about 62. Fargo and Moorhead and the Valley today mostly sunny with a high near 87. South wind light, less than 10 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight, low around 64. Sunny tomorrow on Independence Day, a high near 89 degrees. South wind at 10:50. Do you like that being referred to as Independence Day rather than the 4th of July? It is after
all. Yeah, I think so.
Well, yeah.
I do. It's Independence Day. I do.
Exactly.
I like that movie, too.
You do?
Will Smith. It's funny.
Thursday night clear, low around 63 tomorrow night. Then Friday mostly sunny with a high near 90. Weekend's looking pretty good, too. So, actually, we have a nice stretch of weather. I mean, there's showers and thunderstorms that kind of creep their way into a few things briefly and some of it in the overnight hours, but for the most part, right through the weekend looks really nice. So, good weather to enjoy the celebration. I also promised earlier that I would share some new information on this ongoing email saga at NDSU. Evidently, one possible explanation all along here had emerged as a purge function that was done automatically, where emails are just eaten. And it's evidently something that NDSU had in place, and they say that, in effect, may be to blame for more than the 45,000 emails being deleted, but it actually violates the school's own policies for how long records should be kept. So they have this process in place, automated, but it's wrong.
Often purges aren't good.
All emails sent and received by school administrators can be deleted for at least 1 year after the current fiscal year ends, according to school's record retention schedule, but the new function dumps any emails more than a month old in an account's trash file. Anyway, they're trying to get to the bottom of this. Kyle Porter has a story in today's forum about this. You know, the one thing is, I don't think they ever delete an email, do they? Do they? I mean, the record is, once there, is always there. So they're going to try and get to the bottom of this. Figure out what's going on. The emails deleted from Bashani's trash bin sometime in the 2 weeks leading up to an open records request by the Legislative Council on April 29th were from as recently as March 29th to as much as 3 years old. So
kind of a faltering purgeness.
Somebody's got to get to it. Yeah. So anyway, that's the latest saga there. All right, one other little request from a listener that I thought I'd share was some reference to a Calvin Coolidge speech. Did Calvin give a good speech on 4th of July?
He really did. I have read it. It was a masterpiece. He was both our 22nd and 24th president.
This was on the nation's 125th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Here's a part of what he said that I pulled out. See what you think. About the Declaration, there is finality. It is exceedingly restful, he says. It is often asserted that the world has made a great deal of progress since 1776. That we've had new thoughts and new experiences which have given us a great advance over the people of that day. And that we may therefore very well discard their conclusions for something more modern. But that reasoning cannot be applied to this great charter. If all men are created equal, that is final. If they are endowed with inalienable rights, that is final. If governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, that is final. No advance, no progress can be made beyond these propositions. If anyone wishes to deny their truth or their soundness, the only direction in which he can proceed historically is not forward but backward, toward the time when there was no equality, no rights of the individual, no rule of the people. Those who wish to proceed in that direction cannot lay claim to progress. They are reactionary. Their ideas are not more modern, but more ancient than those of the revolutionary
father. Just great.
Is that rich? Is that lush?
Is absolutely great. Terrific stuff.
What do you take from that?
Well, I take for that true wisdom is always true. God's truth, that God gave us life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, not the guarantee, is inalienable, cannot be denied. So anybody that denies it is standing against God and truth and light in the dark. They're standing in the shadows of ignorance and arrogance and oppression. They hearken back, like Cal said, to a darker time called tyranny.
With profound words. I hope all this sinks in. As we pause,
it must move us towards action because our republic is in the most dire danger from several fronts. Just the unwillingness to be responsible about budgeting, the debt and the interest alone will destroy our republic. But government control of Obamacare and all of these other egregious usurpations are absolutely against the spirit of the Declaration of Independence.
We need lights.
We need light.
Enlightenment, awakening.
And we need 33 lights that run for the United States Senate. We can now contend for the 33 Senate races that will be elected in 2014. See, little people make a difference in the off year. We can seek out these people that are testing the waters, make connections with them, contribute to them time and money. And you can do that in any state. Most people don't realize that. You can give up to $25,000 to these Senate people that are going to carry the light to Washington, D.C.
That's your focus now. It's the new line of defense, isn't it?
Project 33, yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Mark, thank you very much. Mark will be back with the Common Sense Club later on this very radio station. Stay tuned. What's on your mind? And your calls straight ahead. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.